From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish officials expect to announce today the conclusions of their investigation into a bombing Sunday in Ankara that killed at least 34 and drew condemnation from around the world. There has been no claim of responsibility so far, but suspicion has fallen on the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the Kurdistan Freedom Hawks, which have been fighting a 30-year insurgency for a greater Kurdish autonomy. Greg Barton is a terrorism expert at Deakin University in Australia.
The government is probably of a mind to say this is linked to PKK-TAK as well. In some ways, that would be convenient for them because in many respects, ISIS is an even less predictable enemy and more likely to operate in other cities without any great capacity for being controlled.
Sunday's bombing was the second such attack in less than a month. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack by six heavily armed assailants on the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam that killed 14 civilians and two soldiers on Sunday. 22 other people were wounded. President Alassane Ouattara said security forces responded rapidly and all the attackers were killed. Ivorian leader expressed his condolences to the families of those killed. The United States condemned the heinous attack and praised Ivorian and French forces for preventing more people from dying. In recent months, Islamic jihadists have attacked luxury hotels in neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso. This is VOA News.